This is KCUR 89.3. This season, the Kansas City Royals are celebrating the franchise's 50th year. As Greg Eklund reports for KCUR 89.3, the Royals are trying to rekindle what made them successful in their early years.
At a hamburger joint in Hobart, Oklahoma, John Gellner places his lunch order. A few in this small town know him as a former big league pitcher, but no one around here realizes the subtle impact Gellner had on the future of the Kansas City Royals in 1969. Gellner's spring training with the new American League expansion team was brief.
What, 2-3 weeks max? You know, then I'm gone. You know, so I didn't really get to know most of those people.
Before the season, Gellner was traded to the AL's other expansion team, the Seattle Pilots. In return, the Royals got Lou Piniella, who by then had reached the crossroads of his career.
I had played minor league ball of 5-6 seasons, and it was time to either get it done or find a new profession, because I really wasn't making any money.
Piniella went on to win the 1969 AL Rookie of the Year Award.
Turned out to be a real good trade for me. It got me established in the big leagues, and it got me on our way to a 17, 18-year major league playing career.
It also laid the foundation for the best start of any baseball expansion franchise in history. The Royals demonstrated with diligent homework they could blend up-and-coming players with veterans acquired through trades. It's a blueprint they're following in this year's rebuilding process. The offseason additions of two starters, outfielder John Jay and first baseman Lucas Duda, are examples. One person has seen this process play out season after season, from the seemingly hopeless low points to the World Series championships in 1985 and 2015.
Please welcome to the mound the voice of the Royals, Denny Matthews.
He says sometimes trades and minor leaguers really are just a game of chance.
Some guys get to the big leagues and they get better. Some guys get to the big leagues and they're not any better 5 years later. And some guys get to the big leagues who are decent players and they go backwards. You don't know.
There is also a 50-year link in the front office from then to now. John Schuerholz. He was in the Royals front office that first year and later went to Atlanta. That's where current general manager Dayton Moore and his assistant J.J. Piccolo learned the formula from Schuerholz. And Piccolo says they continue to believe in that method.
You know, ideally you'd love to see all the kids come out of your system and your 25-man roster is made up of only your players, but realistically that's not the way it'll work. So I think it's a combination of your scouting department, how your development system is working, and then also the acquisitions.
Even with the newly acquired Piniella helping the Royals to a 2-0 start in their inaugural season, the team had its shaky moments, just like the first month of this season. Piniella was traded in 1973 to the New York Yankees.
Truthfully, when I got traded to the Yankees, I was really disappointed. In fact, I cried because we liked Kansas City that much. But it turned out to be probably the best thing that happened to me.
And it was one of the worst trades in Royals history. Piniella played on two World Series championship teams with the Yankees and had a successful 22-year managing career. He'll be back in Kansas City for a 50-year celebration next month when the Yankees come to town. Meanwhile, John Gellner moved with the rest of the team when the Pilots moved to Milwaukee, becoming the Brewers. Gellner's last year in the big leagues was 1971. Did he find himself tracking Piniella's career?
Somewhat. I think it's kind of neat. Yes. He had a good career. He found himself.
To Gellner's chagrin, the Royals found in Piniella a key part that steered them in the right direction. A reminder to this year's team, as they seek to avoid a repeat of a year ago when the Royals won only 7 games in April. For KCUR 89.3, I'm Greg Eklund.